Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and how deeply grateful I am you're with me here on this Saturday, November 30th, 2019. Wow. Holy Toledo. I hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving. I do. I consider Thanksgiving the single most important holiday of my life. There's so much to be grateful for in my living. And I hope that you see the beauty of your own life in that same light, because believe me, death comes quickly. I work at hospice, and I can tell you that from pure experience. One minute you're here, and the next minute you're not. We're going to look at the word right, okay? Everybody talks about what's right. Everybody thinks they know what's right. I looked up the word right, morally good, justified, or acceptable, true or correct as a fact. So we're going to be looking at all of this from three questions that were given to me. I'm very grateful for the people that listen, and I am also grateful for those of you who understand that these radio programs are TV offerings. Everything costs money. Yes, money. And people want to be paid. So your kind donations allow me to pay these people so I can sit here at 2 o'clock in the morning and be able to share with you these radio programs. You're listening to them at various hours, but for me, that's what the time is. And I hope that you will consider being a sponsor or making a year-end donation to help us sustain our efforts. Our mystery donor, who is so kind, will match your donations until the 1st of January. So won't you help? Won't you please be kind and help us sustain this program by giving a year-end donation or becoming a sponsor and allowing our mystery donor to match? He would consider it an honor and a privilege. I would consider it an honor and a privilege. And if you become a sponsor, you certainly help a lot of people. You help me go to hospice. You help our Batmo project. You help a lot of things that we are doing just to help human beings. You know, it's just about maybe helping them beyond their money and their issues of clothing and food, helping them know that they're loved and that somebody cares about them. That's a very big deal in this world. It really, really is. I can't urge you enough to be kind and make a year-end donation right now. If you are interested, go to the website at aspire.org. There you will see on the splash page our year-end donation place and a little story that I put up there that I think you'll find very interesting. Maybe it pertains to you, probably. And take a look at what it means to serve humankind in this way. It is really important. There are many causes out there, and many of them are worthy, and many of them are not. And if you look at the bigger picture, you will see that it all has to do with helping people become more compassionate and loving. It's really what this world is all about. You're not here for any other reason other than love itself. It is all about love, the greatest power that exists on the planet and the most transforming. First question from Jan. How do I know if I'm right about anything? I get into these arguments and everybody seems to argue better than I do. Greg, how do I know if I'm right? I don't think right is the question, Jan. I don't think you should be too concerned about right. And the second thing is, you need not get into these discussions or arguments. They don't help anyone, and they certainly aren't the answer. So what is right? What is, quote, morally good, justified, or acceptable according to the dictionary? What is true, correct, or factual? What is it? What is, quote, unquote, right? There is no right. I have watched right turn into wrong. I've watched in my years of living on this planet wrong turn into right. I've watched people do very cruel and unkind things to other people, even people they've loved before or thought they did, which they didn't, but they thought they did. And they did some very cruel and ugly things. And they thought they were right. Vengeance is a very big thing, Jan. Very, very big. People like vengeance. It gratifies them. And it's kind of a mortal thing that we do where we like to think that other people get as hurt or even more hurt than what they did to us, that kind of thing. And it's just not very kind. It has to end with me. You have to understand, Jen, it is better to be introspective than right. If you can be introspective, if you can just observe without wanting to change anything, change other people's opinions of you, what is right? But I'm on the right side of whatever. I've watched people be right and the whole thing caves in on them. The whatever it is that they thought was right, whatever it was, it betrays them, actually betrays them. I've seen it in friends. I've seen it in students. I've seen it in my colleagues. I've seen it all over the place. It is better not to be right. It is better, Jan, to be introspective. That is, to look within yourself, to observe within yourself, to watch within yourself, to become total within yourself and see the light that lives within you rather than see the argument, the intellectual argument of right and wrong, good and bad. If you can give up this argument within you and stop looking for the accolades of being, well, what you want people to believe that you are, if you can look at love from the point of view that it is not about right and wrong, good and bad. Love is a totally different option. In love, there is no right and wrong and good and bad. We are here, Jan, not to be right and not to be wrong. We are here to transcend. To transcend into love, to make love more important than what we believe love is. You have to, as I say, want love more than wanting what you think is love, what you think you love, what you think is right. To want love over rightness is the essence of a spiritual practice. It is the essence of transcendence. It is the meaning of our existence in totality. And very few people are much interested in the totality of love. They're more interested in the rightness of their intellect, thinking that it's true, correct, as the dictionary says. Morally good, justified, or acceptable. Is it right to seek revenge on someone who has hurt you? Is it justified? Is it? I don't think so. The way I look at it is this, Jan. The only thing that's justified in any situation is that which touches my life. And if that which touches my life is that which I send out into this world via my energies and via my actions, then what is important is that. Can I live in the compassion of the heart? Can I live in that which sustains life, maturates into the totality of the universe, which is pure love? But this love is not emotional love. This love is not human love. This love is not the love you've known in the past as right and wrong and good and bad. This love is not pleasuring the emotions, aggrandizing the ego, giving accolades to our personas. No, this love is the condition of the unconditional. And this love has conditions to it. Don't ever believe people telling you that love is unconditional, that is horse manure, true horse manure. And it shows they know nothing of love yet. They will get it eventually when they realize what the conditions are for the state of love. In February, I'm going to be offering to you a very beautiful journal discourses message of the month on the condition of the unconditional. And in March, we will be doing our retreat on this condition of the unconditional, love itself. And this is something I've never done with my students. In January, we will be doing our workshop and getting ready for our Mount Madonna experience in March. One of the most important things I've ever done with my students. But before all of that happens, you have to be an authentic seeker. You have to seek love. And most people are only seeking right. And when I seek right over love itself, then I condemn myself to my own gyrations of justified anger. Your anger might be justified in the human way. I get that. But that doesn't mean that's what you want to portray in your life. You don't want to hold that into your life and then send it out and have it come back to you in many different ways. Jan, give up being right. Go for insightfulness. Try to insight, observe non-critically, non-judgmentally, without dualistic thinking, exactly what it is you're living from, what it is you're working from, what it is that is your life. Just observe it. If you do, if you can observe it, goodness and mercy will follow you. I promise you. And goodness and mercy are qualities that can't be taught. They can only be caught through the heart, the authentic heart. I hope you understand. Thank you for your beautiful question, and please forgive me. Namaste. Great question. The next one comes from Crystal. That's her name. I've always been generally right. I inform myself a great deal, so I know that I'm logical and reasonable in my discussions. Few people see my point of view, and I often get into scrapes with people, especially about spiritual things. Is there a way to avoid this? Crystal, she does not tell me where she lives. So you think you've been generally right, huh? That you're informed. And that if you inform yourself, you make yourself feel like you're logical or reasonable. And you see that you get into arguments again with people. People like arguments. I've never quite understood that. In my day, I've certainly gotten into a few when I was younger. Boy, did I. But then after a while, through meditation, my own inner process of observation and everything, I started to truly realize this is useless and that I was doing nothing but exercising my ego. What a futile experience that was. I laugh at it now. In the old days, it was very important, you know, very, very important. But now, I don't care. It doesn't even matter anymore. Crystal, it is important that you stop informing yourself and start inciting yourself. What kind of person are you? Why do you need to be right? What is your problem? Is rightness cured anything ever in your life? Has your rightness ever manifested into something that brought you to humility? The meekness Jesus talked about of being teachable? I'll bet not. Because you wouldn't be writing me this little email and asking me this question. Information, facts, knowledge, these are all barriers to the within. You can have all the preparation done, all of the right, wrong, good, bads done. You can have a logical, reasonable argument about anything, but what good is it? What good does it do you? Really, what good? How is it going to change anything? How is it going to change you, transform you? It isn't. The deepest, most beautiful aspects of us are a secret to us because we're so busy looking at our life from the premise of our intellectual prowess, thinking that that prowess, that energy, that might makes us important. Why do we want to be so important when we are so beautiful? I don't understand anymore why that is so important. We want love based on committee. We want people to love us, and everybody cast their vote. And if you have people in your life that cast their votes to saying that Crystal is a great person, Crystal is a smart person, Crystal is the one to know, the most essential of all essential people, then I guess you'll think of yourself as a great and wonderful person, how great thou art. Maybe that's what you hear in your ears. That's what you want. This is all a DNA thing, you know, because we are so, all of us, men and women, deeply insecure about how we're going to survive and if we can survive. So we have to assume that we must be important and important people survive. And that's the way we live our life. It's just very half-assed, as it were. And we just do what we do and say what we say and let the pieces fall where they may fall and think, well, that's good enough. But it isn't. There has to be far more to all of this than just that. You must seek love. Love requires humility. Love requires meekness, the teachability. Love requires compassion, not information, not confirmation, not logic, not reasoning. These things are for my ego, my pride, my vanity, and they have nothing to do with the substance and the meaning of what real significant living is all about. Most people don't seek significance in their living. They seek money. Money makes them think they are significant. Money makes them think they have got the tiger by the tail. Money makes people think they're important. Because people with money are treated differently, and it's ugly. It is truly ugly inside. So what to do? Crystal, if you want to be, quote-unquote, as you said in your email, spiritual, then you're going to have to drop all this. You're going to have to listen to the Beatitudes. I did a whole thing on the Beatitudes, a TV program, on all of the Beatitudes. You can go look at it on the Aspire website. There they are, the Beatitudes. And they're insightful. They're powerful. They allude and teach to love, the love that lives within you. Your authentic nature is love itself. It has nothing to do with want and need and accolades and wanting to be essential. Love is what is most beautiful, not what is morally good, morally justified, morally or socially acceptable. It is only in love that we find the meaning of ourselves in the face of this earthly life. So if you don't understand love, if you are not of the state of love, then you're going to miss this whole thing called life itself. And you're going to relegate yourself to your intellect, your emotions, hence the ego. And this whole thing is going to turn into nothing but seeking how great thou art and kind of a quasi-competition. And I want you to remember something, Crystal. There's always someone in this world who's better than us. You think you're good. You think you're right. You think you're morally justified or whatever. Believe me, there will be someone else in this world who will do it better than you, better than me. Why are you doing that? Live for those things you can take with you through death. Live in love. Seek it with all of your heart, all of your soul, all of your strength. I wish you well, Crystal. Please forgive me. Namaste. I've met many a Crystal in my life, if you know what I mean. I know them well. Last question is from Frank, and he does not tell me where he lives. Was God right in making this world? I read one of your commentaries on the subject, and I believe you're right. He's a real screw up, Frank. I don't know why the Me Tooers aren't on God. I don't get it. You know, he raped Mary, got her pregnant without her permission. In this world, that's called rape. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm just so crazy. I don't know. Was God right? Our creation is a matter of science. Our creation is a matter of love. Our whole creation is the science of a love that we just cannot comprehend and do not understand and refuse to understand because it's illogical. And because it's illogical, it makes it very difficult for most people to comprehend the creation of the earth. The creation of anything. Where does it come from? Literally. Where does creativity come from? It is one of the greatest gifts that the heart of love can give you. But few people get involved. In my retreats, my students, they do amazing art. I am astounded at the creativity that they show. It is amazing. It's egoless, and it's kind, and it's sincere, and it's very, very beautiful. And where does it come from? From a place they can't logically talk about. There's no reasonability in it. None of it. It's just the creativity of love. And maybe, Frank, that's what the earth is all about. Maybe it wasn't created by some superpower called God. Maybe it was the offshoot of love. Maybe Jesus was right when he said God is love. Maybe that's all it is. It isn't complicated like we'd like to make it. It has many complexities to it for sure. But maybe it's that simple. God is love. Wow, what a simple statement. Buddha had the same thing. He referred to love as the all of everything, the all of creativity, the all of everything. Maybe it's just that simple. And Frank, maybe sitting around and thinking about what a mistake God made, while funny to me and I find deeply amusing, maybe it's all about love in a serious sense. And maybe there's creativity in it. Maybe you're creative and maybe you should be more creative, maybe, and find out what the answer is to your own question. Because to me, if you are creative, you will find the essence of what love is all about, what God is all about. And maybe that's all you need to know for now. And follow that, and follow that, and follow that. And if you do, if you have the courage to do that, then you have the courage to live a very unique life, one that is meaningful, one that is beautiful. I'm out of here. Thank you for your question, Frank. Hope it helped. Please forgive me. Namaste. I am out of here. I'll be back again tomorrow. Will you join me? Hey, make a year-end donation. Help us sustain our radio program, our TV work, my hospice, and everything I do for BATMO to help children. Thank you for listening. Please forgive me. Namaste.